My name is Carolyn Tagg, and I'm clinical faculty for the Integrative Medicine and Education Program at California Pacific Medical Center. And I will be tag teaming with my compatriot here, Dr. Jeff Drazen, who is our medical lead, and both for in-hospital and outpatient clinics. So I'll start my remarks and then hand over the microphone to my friend, Jeffrey. So what I'd like to do is I can tell you that we have no disclosures that we're going to tell you about. What I'd like to do is share a little bit about our hospital-based integrative medicine practice, starting with how I understand integrative medicine, because it's a pretty broad term, and so there's lots of different definitions out there. I'd like to share a little bit about what our service is, and then cut right to the chase about what our key learnings have been and where we really find the efficacy for hospital-based integrative medicine. So I'm going to skip down a few slides here and start with an overview. CPMC, California Pacific Medical Center, which is the home of the Institute for Health and Healing, has had silos of CAM practices for many years, 40 years in the case of chaplaincy, 25 years in the case of massage therapy. And so in a siloed format, CPMC is well-versed in CAM practices in hospital. Under the direction of Dr. Drazen, the last 8 years has really seen an increase in our integrative medicine team approach. And so that's going to be the bulk of my remarks. So to start with definitions, integrative medicine is, I think there's published 9 major different definitions. So how I understand integrative medicine is both the practitioner's philosophy and theory around mind, body, spirit medicine, that therapeutic presence is really very much part of what is healing in a therapeutic relationship. And the second more common definition of a team approach. So the idea that there's multiple disciplines with many practitioners coming to the team for any one patient. So in our model, it's both those definitions, not either or, it's both and. I'm gonna come back up to our Why We Heart Bedside Teams. So first of all, how our service works. Currently, we have practitioners from massage therapy, guided imagery, expressive arts. We have a healing harp program. We also work with the chaplains who are also students. And so we have teams of practitioners that gather at the bedside. So it might be 4, 6, 8. I've seen teams of as many as 11 practitioners go to the bedside to do a visit with a patient. So our service is really team-based. So the second main activity that our practitioners do is after the team visit, there's a debriefing. So the practitioners will have a half hour, sometimes not that much time, to really talk about what they saw in the patient. What did they feel about the needs of the patient? Basically assessment and treatment planning, but really in a dialogue from the different lenses. So a chaplain is going to ask a very different question than a massage therapist. So the idea of learning from many lenses is one of the powerful things about the team approach, and I'll speak more to that later. So those are the two main activities of our team service, the bedside visit and the debriefing afterwards. And from that flows assessment and treatment planning, follow-up visits, things like that for the patient. So why they work for patients? Again, I'm cutting right to the meat of what we've learned over the last 8 years. Why they work for patients is 3 main outcomes or categories of outcomes that we see with our patients. First of all, there's an opportunity for patient education. Maybe a patient doesn't know what guided imagery is. And so we have a chance to explain, well, it might help you in relaxation, it might help you feel prepared to go into surgery, different kinds of uses for that particular modality. So patient education is one. Secondly, and I think if anyone was here for the last panel discussion, it speaks to a lot of what we heard there as well. The second outcome of our sessions as a team is really the patients being seen as a whole person. So it's an extended intake. It's a chance for the patient to tell their story. So you have narrative medicine embedded in that. And really, patients come away thinking, I've heard patients say, I can't believe that there's a whole group of people who are busy and professionals, and you're taking time to spend it with me. And so it's a really beautiful service in and of itself, just really being witness to the patient's experience. And again, we're talking about in hospitals. So these are traumatic experiences. They're scary. They're out of control. They don't have privacy. They don't know what their diagnosis is, or maybe they do know what their diagnosis is, and that's scary. So just being heard and seen and witnessed by a team of professionals is a really amazing practice. And then third, a third type of outcome for patients is what we call the co-visit or the co-session. And this might look like the practitioner is saying, okay, this patient is really anxious right here and right now. What can we do? And so it might be that the massage therapist does a gentle touch session while a guided imagery person is walking through a relaxation session, while a harp therapist is in the background setting the tone and the pace and the harmony for the whole session. It's beautiful, and patients are really, really touched and very grateful. So that's why patients like our service. Why practitioners like the integrative team service. And really, there's two outcomes that we see for practitioners with the team service. First of all, it's a better, truer, fuller assessment of the patient. Again, questions from different practices are going to look very differently, but I, as a massage therapist, can really learn from what a psychotherapist practicing expressive arts is going to, how they're going to interact with a patient. So it's a fuller assessment for the practitioners. The second main outcome for practitioners is support. When you walk into a room and there's a very difficult patient, the situation is dire or scary or all of the above, to have the support of other practitioners who have seen and heard that same patient is tremendously helpful. So when you leave that room, you're not leaving alone. You're not carrying the burden of everything that that patient shared with you. You're really able to find support in your teammates. So that's two reasons why our practitioners really appreciate the team service. And lastly, why do our conventional medical staff appreciate the team service? And here again, we find three main kind of categories. First is resources. So a nurse who's got six patients, who's covering for somebody who's out on lunch, so now they have eight patients and the button keeps buzzing, they have another resource for their patients. They can call us in and know that their patients are taken care of for a chunk of time, and so we're an additional resource for the conventional staff. Secondly, the staff really learn about the efficacy from the patient's point of view. They'll go in and they'll say, hey, so how was that team visit? What did you think? And so when the patient responds back, gosh, that was so amazing. I can't believe they did that for me. I'm going to get a massage tomorrow. Whatever their story is, the staff then really recognize that we're part of the healthcare team. And so the whole person care that maybe the nurse can't offer is provided, even though the nurse isn't necessarily the one providing it in that instance. And lastly, but really probably the most important is time. So I alluded to this with the call button, but when a nurse recognizes that their patient is going to be taken care of for a good solid 20 minutes, they're really happy that we're here. And so we're part of the team and really a benefit for them and the whole care of the patient. So with that whirlwind tour of our integrative medicine service, I would like to acknowledge Jeff Drazen and let him share on his behalf.
Would you flash to the pictures of our team? I'll come back to this.
Okay. You wanted the staff poster?
And I'll just talk. So that's our current group of practitioners. I'm a doc, so I do one thing at a time. I'm not multitasking, and my partner here. So this is our current group of both associates and interns. And if you can show the schedule. We're on five campuses. We have, I don't know how many hours of coverage, but it's fairly extensive.
About 500 a week.
We're at about 12,000 visits a year that are really true visits, as well as lots of contact with people. If you could go to my talking points.
Yes.
We're doing this quick. We do have a handout. It's really a how-to do this, and it's got lots of dense data about how we put this together and how we've tried to formulate and priorities and ways in which we've gone through this. So if you want a hard copy, it's also available electronically for people. If we were to make four recommendations, given our now eight-year history of really trying to convert what was originally a courtesy service for patients at California Pacific Medical Center, come to our hospital and you can have a relaxation service, you can have a spiritual care assessment, you can have a massage. And we've tried to professionalize it utilizing the technologies that are incumbent on team-based practices. This means we've had a range of experiences, and Carolyn's presented what we think is the highest refinement of this program. It's expensive and inefficient and not the way we're going to only do it. So I'm going to do a quick whirlwind through four questions. One, to the extent to which your service, as ours began, is individual integrative services provided for a patient versus the extent to which they can be coordinated. We've over the years evolved service team meetings with our group to do training. We have a very intensive education program for the interns who are with us. But we go through a wide variety of how we help people know about what those practices are, how to refer to each other, how to coordinate and communicate over patients. Second would be the extent to which our practitioners identify with the discipline, as opposed to they're an integrative practitioner. Probably 10-15% of all our sessions never get close to the discipline that somebody or the modality that somebody's trained in. Much of the time, it's in attendance with a patient with a model just basically to help them contact inner resources to serve them in the tribulations of what happens in a hospital setting. Third is the extent to which we prefer to really function as a team. We take 3 months to get people trained to be at the bedside. What Carolyn's saying is part of anywhere from 3 to 5 hours a week of intensive training, starting with just being able to communicate with each other. From September into January, we are doing intensive discipline-specific work. We're getting teams formulated and beginning to be able to work. And from February to August, we're in our mature model. Finally, the independent service versus really merging with departments. We've gone from we're just happy to be in the hospital doing what we do to a sense now you've got to meet us based on our standards. So if you want our services, we're on rounds. If you want our services, we're actually administratively meeting with you, planning, getting feedback. You are owning utilization of our service. We are not just going to have people available. Right now, we're really moving to a model in which it's not only patient-initiated, but it's staff-initiated. Are we doing okay with time? Okay. Thank you very much. We'll be happy to take questions later.
Thank you.